Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Richard Rants Show. This is Richard Rants. It is again Wednesday, and I am here at my undisclosed location, broadcasting to you live on Facebook and subsequently posted to major podcast platforms such as Spotify, Google, Radio Public, Apple, via the Anchor podcast recording app. And that is how I am getting out to you, out in the world, to talk about what is happening in the world. And what the heck is going on? What in heck is going on? We've got coups happening. We have right-wing fascist military coups happening. There are coups going on, such as in Myanmar. Burma is one of the latest coups that we had. Of course, we had an attempted coup, an attempted fascist coup right here in our own beacon of democracy of the United States of America on January 6th, when a mob incited by the ex-president who wished that he could be a fascist dictator. But thankfully, there were perhaps barely enough guardrails to keep our democracy from being overturned. Of course, we would all have been out on the streets if that had happened, right? 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 Because we won't take that. That's what they're doing in Russia right now, because the opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who had been poisoned with Novichok, which is a nerve gas, and was used by the KGB, which is what birthed Vladimir Putin, and also the ex-president who attempted a coup here in the United States was a KGB Russian asset and still is a Russian asset. The KGB changed their name to the FSB, but it is very much the same. And Vladimir Putin, who was a KGB agent, became the head of the country, governing under a totalitarian regime and jealously guarding his power in a way that our ex-president Trump wishes he could have done and tried really hard. And more information is coming out as far as the coordination of government agencies, the Trumpian government agencies that were brought in to help. Of course, Trump had tried to get his generals to help. That's what was the driving factor in the coup in Myanmar, Burma, was the generals who never really gave up power to Aung San Suu Kyi, who won the Nobel Peace Prize years ago for standing up to that Burmese military Myanmar regime that has been extremely oppressive, repressive, has engaged in genocide against the Rohingya Muslims, who are now massively in refugee status in the poor country of Bangladesh. And you can see an interview on Democracy Now! Of Rohingya leaders exiled or sought refuge in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, a small city on this coast of Bangladesh, a very poor country, and the Rohingya even poorer, and that's where they've gone for some kind of refugee status. And That is a status that many people from South and Central America have come and sought here in the United States and have been separated from their children and deported. So this poor country of Bangladesh, well, they don't give the Rohingya Muslims much. They don't have much to give. But hey, at least they're not separating them from their children and deporting them straight back to where there's genocide being practiced against them. I mean, the parallels are not exact. It's questionable whether, you know, so there is a genocide being practiced against, especially the Native American / Indian tribal societies in South and Central America. And many of them come here. They don't even speak Spanish, and so there's intensive discrimination and difficulty for them here. And yes, so there are some parallels as far as people fleeing genocide. Ah, if only there was no more of that going on. But and speaking of the coup in the United States, there is more and more evidence coming out about the coordination. Of course, you know, we can look at it from a purely logical standpoint and see that, well, wait, the seat of the government power of the richest country in the world, the Capitol building, was left essentially, you know, very lightly guarded against a mob and hidden and planted within this mob were insurrectionists who planned very carefully in advance and in coordination with members of our Congress who are right-wing extremists in league with these Trumpians, QAnon-influenced, anti-democratic, fascist coup mobs. They're in league with right-wing militias who are in turn seeded by former members of our own military and police forces. And the police forces, as we know, throughout this country are right-leaning, leaning towards the right wing, and who are also hugely infiltrated and perhaps even dominated by white supremacist members, some of whom were part of this mob that were also white supremacist. It was a overwhelmingly white male mob, and the members of the Oath Finders, and you can see a article in the New York Times about certain Oath Finders who were followed by Times reporters through the crowd and who were obviously using the crowd as cover for a military style operation. They left the Trump rally and donned military tactical gear, helmets and bulletproof vests, and moved in military formation towards the Capitol building. And members of the military, Marines, police were involved in breaking in to the Capitol building under cover of this mob, this misled mob. And many of them then, of course, joined as well. This was a coordinated coup attempt because when Trump couldn't get the military generals to go along with the coup, he decided to raise his rabble and his right-wing white supremacist allies to do so, to do the dirty work as he sat behind screens in the White House cheering on this attack on our democracy. And all of these people need to be held to account, I'm telling you. This cannot be allowed to be swept under the rug. And we had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez coming forward bravely, showing the bravery to speak out against this style of gaslighting that is also used by abusers in domestic and sexual abuse situations, and she had the vulnerability to reveal that she is a survivor of abuse as well, and this country is now a survivor of abuse, and we will not have it swept under the rug. We must not have it swept under the rug. We must not be gaslighted. And the perpetrators of the abuse cannot be allowed to slide away, to slither away, and must be held to account. And that includes the members of Congress, one of whom, Marjorie Greene, is now having a minor comeuppance in the Congress only because of massive pressure. Quotes by Nancy Pelosi were cogent, I felt. What were they thinking, or is thinking too generous a word for what they were doing? The Republicans, the party of the white supremacists, and of the rich just using the white supremacist cause to further their agendas of rule by minority, by privileged minority. And that jibes well with the white supremacists. They want to do that too. That's what they talk about. That's the meaning of white supremacy. They want the white minority to rule. And the Republicans are in line with that. And that is the only way that they win elections, is by suppressing the vote so that the minority can win, because the majority is not a fascist, elitist party of the rich and racist. It is not. The majority of Americans are not rich and do not cleave to racist ideologies of white supremacy, and actually would like to have progressive reforms such as Medicare for all, so that we can catch up to every other major wealthy democracy in the world that provides healthcare for its population, for everyone in its population, and doesn't allow the healthcare companies to profiteer off of people's well-being. A recently published memo by former Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, acting because acting is what the members of the former Trump administration did. They tried to act as if they were members of a legitimate government, which they were not. Acting that they were installed puppets, as Trump is a puppet of Putin and of the oligarchs and of the people that he owes money to in Russia and at Deutsche Bank, which is also the major money launderer in the world for Russian oligarchs. The leadership of the Pentagon deliberately disarmed National Guard soldiers on the eve of the coup attempt. I'm reading from an article on WSW, but you can confirm it elsewhere. The memo was dated January 4th, 2021, and was in response to a request by Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy for DC National Guard support. Yes, it was well known that the Capitol building was in danger on January 6th. The memo was reported over the past 2 weeks. They directly contradict claims that Minority Leader McCarthy, Republican insurrectionist himself, in support of the insurrection, the Republicans who supported the lies about the baseless claims of massive fraud in the election, all encouraged this insurrection and attack on our democratic seat of power during the transition. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other progressive and also minority members of our government, members of minorities who are members of our government. Thankfully, the majority party now, the Democratic Party, was the opposition party to this oppressive and foolish and stupid denier of reality party that was in power and that still clings to power in many areas, such as the Supreme Court. But the memo says that, and this is from the acting secretary of the defense under the former Trump administration, saying that the National Guard troops are cannot be issued weapons, cannot interact physically with the protesters, cannot share equipment with law enforcement agencies, cannot conduct searches, seizures, cannot use intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets, and no helicopters, which, okay, so basically they're telling them to stand down, you know, which is the opposite of what Trump told the Proud Boys in his debate, where he told the Proud Boys, the right-wing organization, domestic terrorist organization, to stand by, told them to stand by, and they did stand by, and then they were called to action by this criminal ex-president to go ahead and try to unseat, to try to overthrow our democratic government in service of a wannabe dictator. Yes, they were told to go ahead and stand by and stand ready, and they were ready, and they did attack, and members of the Proud Boys are now under arrest because these members were also former members of our military, and many members of right-wing militias enlist in the military, and there's a big problem in the military as well. And these are structural problems that must be rooted out. They enlist in the military to get military training, and then they go back to the right-wing militias or their right-wing police organizations to try to continue the oppression of minorities, especially Black and brown people in our country, and also of Muslims and refugees. And this has got to be reversed. Yes, there was a stand down order issued by the Trump administration, because the Trump administration officials, the toadies, were actually in favor of this coup. This contrasts starkly with the approach that was taken to brutally suppress demonstrations for Black lives and for the rights of minorities that took place, in which, yes, arms and helicopters and rubber bullets and tear gas were used relatively indiscriminately, and hundreds of people were arrested, as opposed to about 150 people arrested in the attack on our democracy at the Capitol building on January 6th. So yes, all of this has to be thoroughly investigated, and none of it can be allowed to be swept under the rug, cannot be swept under the rug. Accountability must be had. Accountability must be enforced under all of our laws, all of the laws available to do so. And the anti-democratic, unconstitutional actions of elected officials must be thoroughly investigated and prosecuted. Some of this will come out in Trump's trial in the Senate coming up. There wasn't actually a trial in the House. The House overwhelmingly passed the articles of impeachment. So now we'll have a trial in the Senate, and some of this will come out. It will be very interesting. And the Senate will divide its time, because it is extremely important that the Senate pass a relief bill for COVID and for our current massive economic recession caused mostly by the COVID disaster, which was, of course, enabled to become the emergency that it is by not only the lack of attention to well-established best practices to attempt to curb a pandemic, but actively encouraged by the Trump administration and their allies, as well as the forces of conspiracy theories such as Q and anti-vaccine, which joined forces together and were then also actively promoted by the Republican Party. So we will see that. We will see that. People pardoned by Trump are being still have cases being proposed against them by the Manhattan District Attorney, who is basically a hero and is one of the ways that some of these criminals will be held to account, despite the fact that the criminal in charge pardoned them. He can only pardon them for federal charges. So state charges, city charges can be brought. And that is what I am looking forward to seeing here as I check in on the New York Times. And I wanted to, yes, there it is. So I am subscribed to the New York Times. Yes, I am. It is a good paper. And unfortunately, this article is not coming up. And I do not know why, but bear with me. It shows Steve Bannon walking out of the courthouse with a big smile on his face. And if you saw, the first thing he did was take off his mask, because anti-mask has become a rallying cry for the right-wing conspiracy theorists, who also are joined by many more, we might think, left-leaning conspiracy theorists. The anti-vax movement includes many sort of new agey types. Because, you know, once you start denying facts and reality, it gets a lot easier to be dragged into further denial of facts and reality. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the Republican Q House representative, congressperson, should be removed, who has also spouted very hurtful and harmful counterfactual theories about, I don't even want to give them the name theory. It's not a theory, it's just a counterfactual assertion that the Sandy Hook Elementary School school shootings and other school shootings were not, claiming that they did not happen, and harassing an actual survivor of the shootings who went to lobby Congress for gun control laws, who has called for the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, who has supported a theory, a just absurd anti-Semitically motivated assertion that Jews from outer space or Jews shot space lasers at California to start the fires. PG&E, by the way, has pleaded guilty to starting several of the fires. Well, Bannon over there, meanwhile, is being investigated by the Manhattan District Attorney. And that is a welcome development. Cyrus R. Vance Jr., also a hero. Thank you for your work. And I think we'll be hearing more about him coming as prosecutions against ex-president Trump will be happening very soon. And I will look forward to that as part of the accountability. And we also have to see further investigations happening in Congress against Congress people who are involved. And Hawley and Cruz should be numbers one and two in those investigations, who are coordinating with the Stop the Steal organization. Ali Alexander, another insurrectionist criminal who needs to be prosecuted. Meanwhile, in Oregon, they became the first state to decriminalize low-level possession of all drugs. So let's move in that direction, because the war on drugs is a huge drain and has actually It's basically a boondoggle for the police and military industrial profit complex and the prison industrial profit complex. That's basically what it's been for. And drug use is not a military issue, it is a health issue. So kudos. Let's continue moving in that direction as far as decriminalizing that. And speaking of militarization and over-militarization, let us look at Elizabeth Warren had the courage to question the nominee for a defense leadership position about the overblown, over inflated defense budget in the United States, which equals the next 10 largest defense budgets in the world combined, which includes Russia and China and Germany combined. We do not need that. We do not need that level. People need help in this country. And don't blink at a $1.9 trillion COVID and economic relief package coming out, which should be passed under the budget reconciliation laws with Bernie Sanders, the head of the budget committee in the Senate. Thank you, Bernie. Continue to help us because Bernie is a hero who's been standing for everything that we as a country, as of people, truly need. While the billionaires like Bezos make billions more, and another proposal by Warren is a wealth tax on households worth more than $50 billion. I heartily agree with that message. Let's do that. And Bernie also proposed a similar wealth tax. Yes, come on. And then it's important, I think, to pair those two issues because once you tax that wealth, yes, it goes to the US government. And then let's not turn around and give it to the military industrial complex. They don't need it. In my humble opinion, we could cut the military budget in half and still be able to maintain the military safety of the US throughout the world. And the military has been misused to support totalitarian and undemocratic regimes throughout the world as well. As we start to wind down on this half hour weekly episode of the Richard Rants Show, rant and persist in pushing, persist in pushing, rant and persist in pushing this government because it can be pushed. We have a president in place who has been pushed to the progressive. So persist in pushing progressive, persist in pushing progressive. RPPP rant and persist in pushing progressive. Push for progressive policies. Rant and persist in pushing for progressive policies. RPPPP rant and persist in pushing for progressive policies. The movements that have been out there to protest, to persist in protest and push for progressive policies. Persist in protest and push for progressive policies. Persist in protest and push for progressive policies. Protest and persist, push for progressive policies. Rant and resist. Rant and persist for progressive policies. Let's do it. Let us do that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for persisting. The Richard Rants Show. Welcome. Welcome. Persist. Rant and
Welcome.
persist.
Welcome. To Richard Rant.
Persist, push, persist in pushing for progressive policies and protest and persist.